Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You know, it's officially summer.
Oh.
Well, I don't know exactly what time, but on this date, it's summer. Oh, by the way, kids, how you doing? Whether you found us by accident, can't find the way to change the channel, too lazy, getting laid, which I doubt, God help you all, you have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. If you haven't heard, Cleveland, and I want to talk about this when we come back from the break. First time in 52 years, a team from Cuyahoga County, Cleveland, is celebrating a championship. And everyone's making these comparisons with the Red Sox and the White Cubs and the White. And I'm going to tell you why it's not like that, especially if you want to compare it to the Red Sox and the Cubs when we come back. Okay?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right? So we're going to do that. I was getting ready to riot. I know you haven't seen it. And when I first heard about it coming out, I was like, all right, I rolled my eyes about it because, I mean, I was sick of it. I was working in the media at the time. But this ESPN... five-part series, OJ Made in America.
Yes.
Absolutely fascinating. I mean, this thing is riveting. I watched all five parts in one sitting on demand. I could not wait. I mean, it was we're going to talk about that. Because first off, Marcia Clark ended up, we're going to talk about all that when we come back. Now, we are going to talk about the cadavers, and we're going to talk about why this is not like the Red Sox. We're going to talk about that.
The cadavers.
The Cavaliers. That's what they were known as.
Oh, I thought you were talking about OJ again. I was like, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
And there was something else, and I can't.
So do they say OJ was innocent?
Well, let's put it this way. All right.
if
you could watch this series and you still walk away saying, you know, there's a chance he didn't do it, you're an idiot. Okay. You're dumber than Cabby and I combined. And that is not easy to do.
Well, I think he did try to kidnap a football. So.
Okay. So he's got
rotten
that going
prison.
For him. Well, he's in the right place for the wrong crime. And that's not fair. And that's not fair, actually.
And they
explain that in the documentary. And I'll tell you about
what's
that one.
Fair.
When we come back, we'll talk. Before we come back, though, we're going to talk about the cadavers and why this is not like, you know, the Red Sox. No, it's nothing like that, and I will tell you why. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burksville, GERRIEBURKE. God help you all. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-400-8255. 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
How the hell did I get stuck with you losers?
When's the last time you heard this song?
A couple years ago.
From Pittsburgh.
I do like this song. Oh.
Former member of a band called Jaggers. They did the song The Rapper.
Also winner of the U.S. Open last night.
Who?
A guy from Pittsburgh.
Oh. Well, Charles Grodin's from Pittsburgh. We have Donnie Iris. Actually, a really cool guy. I got to meet him one time. What year is this? Yeah, 12 years ago. Nice, really nice guy.
One hit wonder here?
No, he did Love Is Like a Rock. He did...
That's
kind of heavy. Kind of a one hit wonder kind of guy, but you know, yeah. It's not like he had like one of those sustained careers like John Mellencamp or something. Like, or Bruce Springsteen, you know?
The wonder of ABBA.
Yeah. It's actually a good song. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke, along with my personal chauffeur, looking dapper as always.
Thank you.
You're great.
I'm getting ready for the riots.
I haven't heard anything yet about behavioral issues in Oakland.
What about Cleveland?
I haven't heard anything there either. Of course, with our news network, they're just getting around to that whole Japan surrenders thing.
They got to be mellow.
Exactly.
Take it easy, guys. You won.
If you haven't heard, the Cleveland Cavaliers, well, let me rephrase that. The Golden State Warriors lost the NBA title to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 93-89, Game 7 out here in Oakland, where you could pay $49,500 to see the game. Now,
can you loan me a couple bucks?
Here's the funny thing. I had a friend of mine back in Pennsylvania saying that, okay, now that they lost, people can go back to ignoring, in the Bay Area, ignoring the Warriors. Here's a newsflash for you. Even when they sucked, they were always in top five in attendance. Always.
Oh no, that's the very loyal on the fan.
Yeah, I mean they were 19,200 every game in that place.
No, I had a little problem when they played the Clippers and lost with Mark Jackson's last team.
Yeah.
And I went to LA and it's only a little drive.
Before he was traded to
it was like 20 Warrior fans at that game.
Yeah. We're going to talk about, here's the thing. People are making this big to do about, it's been 52 years since the city of Cleveland has won any kind of title, the longest stretch of a city that has at least three of the major sports. I believe second on that list right now would be Minnesota. They haven't won a title since 91 of any kind with the Twins.
Come on. This is Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm trying to think who's gone longer.
Oh, well, if you go by old teams or whatever.
Well, no. What is that? Minnesota.
San Diego?
San Diego's never. They said since they've won one. And if they have at least three of the major sports. So I'm thinking Minnesota would be next in 1991.
Right. Unless you count that Dallas team, the hockey team.
But the Mavericks won the title, 2009, 2010, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's kind of a loaded question.
No, but I'm saying no. But anyway, my point is this.
Cleveland has only three teams.
I said with at least three teams. That's what I said.
No, yeah, but you see, that implies a fourth team, and the fourth team would obviously put you over the top.
Not necessarily, especially if you're like Minnesota right now with the Wild, really.
Oh, dude, that team is.
But anyway, here's my point. You know, everyone's making a big to-do about, oh, this is, you know, just like the Red Sox winning in 04. And I'm going to tell you why that is not the case. You know, people are saying, well, the Red Sox, first off, the city of the Boston area,
yeah,
you know, they
had,
yeah, the Patriots winning left and right.
Celtics.
The Celtics won, the last one they won before that was like 87 or something that.
Oh, poor Boston.
Yeah. But, or 86. Whatever, you know, here's the rub.
Uh-oh.
With the Red Sox, and I'm going to put the Cubs, they haven't won anything yet, but I'm going to use the Red Sox as the perfect example of this, okay? And here's why, all right? Outside of the basic Cleveland area, maybe like northern Ohio, northwest Pennsylvania, you know, bleeding into Indiana, right? How many people are actually, I mean, how many people walk around saying, yeah, I've been a Cleveland Cavalier fan in the rest of the country?
Right.
Okay? If somebody who's lived in Wichita their whole life now tells you they've been a Cavs fan their whole life, they are lying to your face. They couldn't tell you what the name of the arena was before Gund Arena. And
they would know who Mark Price was.
Or Craig Elo.
Any of those, right.
Right. Or what's his name? Doherty. Yeah, what's his name? 43. God, I can't remember that. Anyway.
There you go. Oh, you are a Cleveland fan. You have 2.5 names right.
You know, Danny Ferry.
Man, that's going back. All right. Was he a first pick?
He was a first rounder, yeah.
Yeah.
But with the Red Sox, first off, had their hearts yanked out so many times. You know, mm-hmm. Cleveland's had them yanked out, the Browns a couple of times, the Indians once or twice, the Cavs.
I could pity that Super Bowl era where Elway snuck
the Browns. There. Oh, the Browns had better teams then, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing, right? With the Red Sox have fans all over the planet. And when they finally won in 04, that was a big deal. Now, put aside it was going back 86 years, but there were people in Point Barrow, Alaska, who have been Red Sox fans since day one. There are people that have been in prison for 35 years that are Red Sox fans. If someone who, you know, outside of the general, you know, the basic Cleveland area, and maybe I can't even say LeBron fans, but if you're outside of the Cleveland area, if you're a Cavs fan, you're a bandwagon jumper because you weren't one 10 years ago, okay? Secondly, you're lying, because outside of the Cleveland area, who cares?
Hey, I got one for you. What? Everybody's wearing that CLE. I know it's short for Cleveland, but why is that so popular?
Same reason the PHX one is very popular with
No, Phoenix. That makes sense with Phoenix, but, you know,
Cleveland. I have no idea.
Everybody's wearing the CLE shirt, and I was like, what the hell?
I don't know. Maybe they just can't afford to get the VELAND.
No, or too big, you know.
I don't know why.
I know. It was weird. The scoreboard on the ABC, they had GS, you know, GS, and then they had CLE in the same red
color.
That's
how you.
But I can't believe they would make a shirt off of that.
Why not? Look at the around here. Dubs. How many people you see Dubs hats, Dubs shirts, Dubs everything around here?
You know, the thing with the Cleveland thing is they were three games down. They did get the three games. Yeah. You know, whether by hook or crook on the first one.
Now, look, they won game 7 fair and square.
Yeah.
Right? The game 6 they had to win, which they probably were, but they were given the opportunity to win because they would never have won game 5 in Oakland. Never. With Draymond Green, no chance.
Yeah, and the Warriors didn't get a goal in the last 4.5 minutes. And every shot they took was garbage.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you doing? He says, you know, you take these desperation shots when you're not desperate.
So congratulations to the people of Cleveland, but yep, not to LeBron or anybody. If you live in Baltimore, which I love the city of Baltimore, and you're trying to go past yourself off as a lifelong Cavaliers fan, you're a liar.
Ooh.
You're lying.
We call them out.
Well, it's true.
I'll buy that.
You know, that's the difference. Now, you know, if the Cubs win the World Series this year. Okay, or for, no, what's another good example would be in the NFL? A team that has like a unit. They're not just like local. They are loved pretty much all over the country. Okay, and that would be, you're gonna laugh when I say it, but it's true. The Minnesota Vikings have a huge fan base outside of the Minnesota, Twin Cities area. They always have.
They're actually very interesting this year. They really, really are because, right? You know, last year.
I mean, they always have. So if the Vikings ever, you know, end up winning a Super Bowl and someone in Decatur, Georgia says, I've always been a Viking fan, that's fine because I know Viking fans in all four corners of this country. You know? So, but you can't say that about Cleveland. Now, here's the thing, though. You can say that about the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns have fans all over the planet.
Right.
Right. You can.
Well, they're in hockey, one of the originals.
No, they weren't. They weren't an original NFL team. They didn't come around until the 50s.
So okay. It was AFL.
No, well, not the AFL. They were a member of the All-American Football League. And then that folded and they joined the NFL. That's different, okay?
Oh, okay.
Cleveland Indians have a universal appeal. You know, the movie Major League helped with that a little bit, but the Indians have fans all over the place. The Cavaliers do not. That would be like
you only had him.
That's like
if
the Buffalo. That'd be like if the Buffalo Sabres won the Stanley Cup, and somebody in Jackson, Mississippi, said, "I've always been a Sabres fan." No, you haven't. You're lying to us.
There's a little level of suffering though from the Cleveland. The LeBron early days, and then he leaves for Miami.
They only made it to one final.
So I believe if you suffered with that moment.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's kind of like the Padres and when they lost Winfield. Yeah, it was like the backstab of all time. And you know what happens? Tony Gwynn gets called up.
Yeah, that's true. And he made that big error in the 84 series. It cost him game two.
Who did?
Gwynn.
No, get out.
He misplayed a base hit by Pat Sheridan, then overthrew the cutoff guy, let the tying run come in, and let the winning run move to third with less than two outs. Threw behind the racket. Still remember. I love Tony Gwynn, but he screwed the pooch on that one.
Ooh. You know, do you remember the home run by Larry Herndon in game one?
Do you want to talk into the microphone, Larry?
Do you remember the Larry Herndon home run?
The only thing I remember about the 84
series. Game one.
The only thing I remember about the 84 series, truthfully, I mean, I remember game five when Gibson, but I remember Kurt Bavak was pinch hit home run.
Everybody loves
Because I was drinking illegally in a bar called Daddy's. I was in college at the time. 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. We're going to do an update when we come back, and I want to talk a little bit about this OJ Made in America series. First off, it's fantastic, but I have some questions for my personal chauffeur, and we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I joined the Army because my father and my brother were in the Army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
I'm sorry, what?
What movie was that?
Warren Oates, Stripes.
Oh.
Warren Oates played the drill sergeant. He was also in the heat of the night too. He was in really good in that. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. You didn't know Boston was the capital of Massachusetts? Surprising.
Well, I kept saying Springfield.
That's where the Basketball Hall
Boston's
of Fame is.
Too obvious.
Springfield's where the Basketball Hall of Fame is.
Hit me on the West Coast. You're the East Coast expert.
Okay, West Coast. Fine. Okay. Okay.
I'm a West Coast expert.
Okay. Let's see how you do here. New Mexico.
Santa Fe.
Very good. Montana.
Billings?
No.
Oh. Oh, loser.
Helena.
Yeah.
Idaho?
I don't want to play no more.
Idaho?
You know, it's fall. Boise.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to say Coeur d'Alene.
I was stationed in Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene, by the way, is the largest city that has an apostrophe in its name.
How about Arco, Iowa? Idaho. Iowa.
But Moscow, Idaho. That's where the University of Idaho is. Pocatello is where Idaho State is.
Right. No, I lived in Pocatello.
Yeah, sure. Actually,
I leched on Idaho State women.
The Mustangs. Actually, I had this girl I knew in Baltimore. She was a dancer at the TikTok club. She lived next door to me. She graduated from Idaho State. She gave me this Idaho State Mustangs T-shirt. I still have the thing, too. You should have seen what I had to do to get it. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, along with Jimi Hendrix in the background, James Marshall Hendrix from the 82nd yes. Airborne, Seattle, Washington native.
That's right.
I'm Jerry Burke. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Back Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the majors right now. Straight down through the minors, D1, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help you with your swing. Josh Donaldson, the reigning AL MVP, picked up that puppy with Chili Davis when he was the hitting coach with the A's.
Yep.
He took it to Toronto. Now he's the reigning AL MVP. And Chili took it to the Red Sox, and look what they're doing.
And I think they're in contention in the AL East.
I'll buck out, and we'll discuss that. Here's what you need to do.
Chili.
If you play the sport, we're speaking of baseball here, go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. If you have not heard, the Cavs, they won their first NBA title, blah, blah, blah. LeBron's your MVP. 93-89. Actually, this is more the Warriors lost than the Cavs won. Really, you'll be reading about this one tomorrow.
That's it. Just burns.
Major League Baseball, Cleveland. They win in baseball 3-2.
Oh.
They take care of the Pale Hose.
I smell a World Series.
Oh, elsewhere in the American League, Dem Balm Roche won.
I smell a World Series.
They got by Toronto in a real pitcher's duel, 11-6. Baltimore had 19 hits in this one. Jesus.
What's that, Tillman, 10-1?
Yep.
Crazy.
David Price now 8-4. He actually won a game where he didn't give up six runs, and Boston scored 9. 2-1. They take care of Seattle. Mookie Betts goes deep with home run number 15 in that one. Elsewhere in the American League, the Twinkies, 7-4 over the Evil Empire.
Down goes Frazier.
Exactly. You know, Cosell actually did not do the original broadcast in that fight. It was Don Dunphy.
Oh.
Cosell just did it for the replay for ABC. Kansas City come up 1 in the 13th, 2-1 over Le Tigre à Detroit. Elsewhere in the American League, the Angels, Mr. Weaver, shuts out the A's. 2-0, held them to 3 hits in that one.
Lincecum yesterday.
Yep. National League, it was the Cubby Bears, 10-5 over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's hurting. They're 3 games under 500.
Yeah, they're really injured. They're busted up.
San Diego, the Friars, they're only 13 games under 500 now after a 6-3 win over Washington. Elsewhere,
with those 6 shutouts they had.
In the National League, it was the Dodgers with 1-8, 1-9, 2-1 over Milwaukee. Elsewhere in the senior circuit, it was Arizona, 5-1 over Philadelphia. Just saying. That happens from time to time.
West.
Atlanta wins again, 6-0 over the Mets. Mets get down to 1 hit in this one.
I think
that's
embarrassing.
That was a sweep there, wasn't it? Miami, 3-0 over who did they play? They beat Colorado, that's right. Your interleague games, and they are as follows. The Gigantes put up 4 in the 8th. 5-1, they take care of the Tampa Bay. They will always be the D-Rays on Sports Overnight America. And it was Houston, 6, that's how they pronounce it in New York, by the way, 6-0 over the Cincinnati Red Stockings. They had to change their names to the Red Stockings in the 50s because of the Red Scare.
Something's wrong, though. You had only 2 interleague games? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm looking at 2. Yeah, it's just 2. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said, Texas 5-4 over St. Louis. I forgot that. See, I forgot that. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. If you play the sport, baseball we speak of here, you need to go to their website. Just for a second, stop looking at porn. Like we don't have no problem with it. But, you know, humorous. And just for a second, go check out their website. It's phbat.com. You'd like what you see. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
Right. You get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat.
Ask me questions about state capitals. I'll get you back.
Go ahead. Ask me anyone. Go ahead.
No, I asked you about the interleague thing.
I can tell you the eight state capitals that have 2 or more words in them.
Uh-huh.
Des Moines, St. Paul, Little Rock, Carson.
Cleveland,
which isn't even the capital.
Yeah.
Carson City, Jefferson City, Santa Fe, Oklahoma City, Salt Lake City. I said Des Moines. Oh, wait, Baton Rouge.
Sacramento. Oh, that's 3 words.
You're an idiot. Really, you are. You are. But those are your state capitals with 2 or more words in them.
Yeah, 2 or more. 2 or more words.
Oh, hey.
That's a good way to put it because it's the truth.
It is.
Yeah.
I might have.
You're implying there's a third, but
none of them.
None
are in the Eastern time zone, just so you
know. Yes. Yeah. It's okay to BS as long as people know you're BSing.
Right. Well, what'd they say? You know, lie enough times, they'll believe it.
That's right.
So, God, we've got like 4 minutes left in this. I want to do the whole segment about the OJ thing. Now, first of all, you said,
go for it. Day one, or what do you want to start?
I'm going to talk about the documentary when we come back, but I'm just going to ask you a simple, where were you when you first heard about, you know, something's fishy? And not so much that Nicole Brown was murdered.
This is no lie.
Where were you?
I had a fare from Atherton, where the 49ers live. DeBartolo used to live.
Right, Atherton.
Rich neighborhood.
Atherton, by the way, is the crow flies, 30 miles northwest of here? Northeast here?
South. By Woodside. It's like the middle of Silicon Valley.
I'm thinking of, what am I thinking of?
Applewood.
Huh?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Atherton, lady wants to go to L.A.
Right.
And we're on the grapevine. I'm cruising up. And I says, you know, every time I go to L.A., something weird happens.
Yeah.
And we turn on the radio. And she goes, O.J. are apparently looking for O.J. Simpson, who is on a flight to Chicago.
No, when you first heard just that he was, not that they were looking for him. They first heard that his.
She was murdered.
Right.
Yeah. We're driving into L.A.
Okay. I was in a liquor store. Picking up a 6-pack, because I was on my way to work, but I was, you know, because after working, but I was in a liquor store, and that's where I heard it. I was like, I forgot some news show or something like that, and it was this strange. I was like, I didn't even know he was married.
Really?
No. Yeah, but it was like
it's strange, I guess.
Yeah, that was really strange. I was like, oh, really? He's married? I didn't even know he was married. But that's where I found out about it. Now, where were you? I could tell. Now, the Bronco chase, that was a strange story for me. I was working in Philadelphia. My girlfriend was working at a rock station, then-girlfriend, in Harrisburg. You know, it's only like an hour and a half away. But it was her birthday. And I came out to Harrisburg. She was hosting a band called the Martini Brothers. Great band. At this place called Galifty's, right outside of Harrisburg, in this town called Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. You know, 5 miles as the crow flies from Harrisburg. And just before she was getting ready to go up and introduce the band, they flashed up on the TVs in the bar. There's, and it was on CNN, and Larry, and the band, the bar just stopped and just froze, and the band wouldn't go on, or anything. And so we sat there and watched the Bronco Chase instead of watching the Martini Brothers on my then girlfriend's 24th birthday. I could still.
Did she like it, or
did she like that? That was her on her birthday.
Kind of weird, huh?
She liked her present.
I remember I was with our roller derby guy, 40. I was a manager of a little bit of an urban style cab company, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Get a limo. No, and 47 and me were watching it together, and we're like, "Hey, that's OJ."
47 and I were watching it.
Yes, and 47 was from that part of Los Angeles, right. So he like knew all the streets.
Pride and joy of Potrero Hill here in San Francisco.
You know, there was a mural of him for 10 years, and it looked exactly like him, like about six blocks from
where
he
lived. People tend to forget, and there's a lot of people who aren't old enough to remember when he did play. He last year with the Niners, that doesn't count. But, his first couple of years with the Bills were kind of a mess because they tried to make him a wide receiver. But when Lou Saban got there, people tend to forget how good this guy was.
No, you could key him and he'd still
barrel
through.
He was the only thing to blow. Yeah. Joe Ferguson would hand the ball off, would throw seven passes a game. And, OJ, and he was a great teammate. His teammates loved him.
His 2,000 yards was always into the double team.
Everyone, yeah. They had a great offensive line, though.
I got a one for you. Is the first time Twitter. I ever heard of TMZ, that gossip channel or whatever,
right.
Was on Brian shows me when OJ did his football mapping, kidnapping.
The audio form it. The guy did.
No, and I go, this TMZ is garbage. They don't know what they're talking about.
We're going to talk about this whole documentary because it's fascinating. We're going to talk about it when we come back. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. God help you all, boys and girls. I'm Jerry Burke. That's Cabby. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Flags up! Now that I have your attention, it's time to address how you call yourself a fan. Tell me, Lieutenant, just how long have you been a fan of your favorite team?
All my life, sir.
And you, Cadet, do you fly a flag of said favorite team?
No, sir.
And you, are you aware that Heartland Flagpoles and Custom Flags has every flag from every team, for every sport, almost, and offers free shipping when you buy online?
I am now, sir.
Good. Then immediately following this commercial, you are to visit HeartlandFlagpoles.com and order a flag today. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
Dismissed.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I need a dictaphone.
You've got one on your desk.
Doesn't work.
What's wrong with it?
It's stuck on record. It won't stop recording things. It's just what you want lying around the White House counsel's office, because there's never been a problem with that before.
Late Jim Hodder, drummer with Steely Dan, accidental drowning at 42 at his place in L.A. Didn't even know any of the guys in Steely Dan when he became their drummer. They came out to L.A. from New York, and the record company put him and Dave Palmer in the band. Great album. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, along with Steely Dan from their Can't Buy a Thrill album, and my personal chauffeur, the great Cabbie. How you doing, my friend?
Sober and safe.
I was thinking about something.
Uh-oh.
If God took LSD, would he see people?
Oh, you tough know? Question.
Yeah, I think about that. Just some food for thought.
You ever hear that Mockley song, What If God Smoked Cannabis?
Okay, like, that has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
No, it's a thing. It's the same. Joan Osborne song.
One of Us, Joan Osborne, the song One of Us is not about God getting high.
No. I'm saying there's a parody song,
parody,
Dr. Demento style, that goes, right, What If God Smoked Cannabis?
That's right, I remember that.
Was he stoned when he made the platypus?
Yeah, that, and he made that the same. He did that the same day he made the avocado pit.
Yeah.
He made that too big.
Dumb but fun.
Yeah. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Okay, I'm going to ask you right off the bat.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
No more karaoke.
No, please. You do think OJ did it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
From the cabbie limo driver 15 minutes early, bangs on the door, he's not there. All good cabbies
all right,
show up 15 minutes right, early
okay.
for an airport.
All
right,
okay, put all, you know.
Because you want the customer to feel at ease yeah. by having the ride out there for 15 minutes. Then he's not rushed.
Right. Now, here's the, you know, I said it then, and, I'll say it now. People say, well, Mark Farmer, he didn't plant anything.
Yeah.
All right. Secondly, I don't care if Mark Furman is a racist. I don't care if Mark Furman is Byron De La Beckwith yeah. and Bull Connor all wrapped up
right.
in one. Still doesn't. And in this documentary, and if you have to see this thing. When I first heard about it, I was like, you know, whatever. But, you know, the jurors in this thing, there's two of them that they talk about. And, you know, one of them point blank said, this was just payback for Rodney King. And he said, do you think he did it? And she just kind of shrugged her shoulders like, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. That's a big comic routine from Chris Rock.
Ron
thing.
Shipp,
yeah.
who was one of his best friends, the L.A. Cobb. When they first put together the Dream Team thing, and he's really interesting, that guy. But he said, you know, I forgot who it was. It was, oh, God, it was a Cochran. Somebody, one of the lawyers, he said, okay, listen, you're on board with helping us out. He said, he killed that girl. I'm not on board with this.
And violently.
And, you know, there's no such thing as killing somebody, you know, nonviolently. You kill.
No. Right, but there's a method of... You know, not, you should, you know, that's also said that she brought the had the Ron Brown. Was it Ron Brown? Was his, he was there too, so that might have been why things got out of hand.
Oh, no, that was he showed up after he showed up. Then they figured
he timeline,
she was already on the pavement when he walked through,
and he was done. Oh,
wrong place, wrong time.
Oh, no. There it is. You think there was nothing between the two, or
he got there?
Do you think Marcus Allen had like truly terrified? You know, that was a big thing too.
He should have been.
No, I totally believe he was. I mean, I heard, you know.
Now the rumors. Guy OJ probably did want to kill it was the guy who owned the Mezzaluna, who was the one that he spied on when he saw Nicole doing the horizontal hokey pokey. It was the owner of the Mezzaluna, the guy named Keith, and I can't remember his last name. But, Ron Goldman goes, if he'd gotten there, no joke, if he had gotten there 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later, no harm, no foul. Just bad timing.
That's unbelievable. You know, I also enjoy the, not the enjoy, that's a horrible way to say it, is the racist factor because, you know, I'm not saying like this, but OJ is a minority in that neighborhood. It's like, you know, you have a police force that is
Here's the thing.
He's the aberration, you know.
Yeah, here's the thing about it, though. I mean, even now the defense team, you know, they think, of course, we made it about race. You know, because
whatever works.
No, because if it came down to just the evidence, and he was done. These people are finally coming out, being 100% honest about it. Not in a vindictive way, not in a "I'm trying to get my name in the paper" way. But Gil Garcetti, and Marcia Clark, who I could not stand
at the time.
She comes across. I mean, she's a cool chick. I mean, she really is. I mean, she's an author now, and I mean, she comes across as being a really cool chick. She really, really does. And the cool part about this is. It's not edited for language or content. So, like, you know, what you hear in a lot of these the things that happened with the language and everything, you hear some of the things coming out of the mouths of people that you're like, really?
Hey, that guy that with the People's Court guy, he's always at the end of People's Court with the mic and he runs.
Oh, yeah.
What was his thing with the – I know he had some connection there, but
– No.
He wasn't like a
– No.
Caitlin?
No, you don't want Cato. Caitlin?
Caitlin.
That clown.
No, I was thinking of the, yeah. But you know what? I always said there was one good thing that came out of this, and it was that we did mass educate the entire nation on DNA testing. You know, now, like, you know, had we not had this extravagant trial on television, you know, people were mesmerized, like you said, to watch this stuff. And now at least, you know, we have a basic, you know, layman's understanding of DNA.
No.
It's like a fingerprint, you know.
You found out how to get around it.
No.
With Barry Sheck. You did. That's what you found out. You know,
so there's a lot of innocent people out of jail.
Oh, yeah, because of now. DNA. Yeah. But I'm saying the DNA evidence was, I mean, it was overwhelming, but they made it into a contamination. There was no contamination with it at all.
No, not the OJ angle. I'm talking about the education of
A lot of people hadn't heard about it being used in trials. They knew what DNA was, but not that it was used in trials back then.
No, and I loved it. I used to just think about, wow, these people would have no clue what this is. You know, then you start hearing about black guys in the South saying, oh, this guy did DNA doesn't match. Yeah. Get him out of jail.
Yeah.
And so instead of having, like, lengthy litigation to get these guys out of jail, innocent people out of jail, you know, you kind of have the snap decision.
Dan Holtzman, my friend with the Raspini brothers?
Yeah.
Dan Holtzman, the Raspini brothers are a legendary comedy team, jugglers. They've done the Tonight Show with Carson. They've been on everything.
Right.
And he's been on with me a couple of times. He's a big MMA guy. But he and his partner, Barry Friedman, they actually were brought in to entertain the jurors when they were being sequestered.
I love it.
You know, and he's like, I was so tempted to tell him what everyone was saying. You know, and the funny thing is, in saying that, you know, think about what a cottage industry that became. Think about the people who became famous because of the OJ trial.
Oh, absolutely.
Nancy Grace.
Sure.
What's her name? Greta Van Susteren. What's his name to a degree? Jeffrey Toobin had a good resume beforehand, but he became kind of famous because of that as well.
Right, Grace is a good example.
And she's a lunatic.
Right, it's just.
I mean, everyone's guilty of it. And the thing is, everyone's guilty, and even the Duke guys. You know, but the thing is,
we put on a show too. You know, it's like it's like I said, as long as we're telling you it's BS, there's nothing wrong with it.
You know, it's funny. And afterwards,
they're not.
But what they're saying, they had a camera inside of OJ's house when he got home. And he's up there cursing at the people who are saying he got away with it. And he goes, I'm going to sue them. And you heard one of the lawyers, I think it was Lee Bailey, goes, no, you're not. just shut up and go away.
I do have a happy story.
Go ahead.
OJ's being harassed by some transsexual in jail right now. I heard that on Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's funnier. I mean,
he's due to get out next year.
Ooh, do you think?
No, he'll get out. I mean, the truth of the matter is, for what he did, truthfully, 33 years, that was a judge who, yes, she didn't go outside the statutes that what she was allowed to do, but anybody else would have gotten 2 years. Anybody else.
You know, and basically,
and I don't think this is fair. And I'm not defending what he is, because he's kind of a slime bag, but he's in the right place for the wrong reason.
You know, I have a little bit of history with California state law, and it's like Charlie Manson. You know, he just blew his last parole hearing.
He doesn't want to get out.
No, but he can't get out no matter what. No, but he has not violated any of the conditions for where they could deny him his parole.
No, but he has somewhere
20 years ago, he carved a swastika in his forehead.
Yeah, no, that was almost 50 years ago now, believe it or not.
Oh.
But here's the thing, but he's never admitted his crime, which is one thing you have to do to be eligible for parole.
Oh, and all these times he went to the hearing,
he said, I didn't do anything.
Because he almost collapsed his last one.
Yeah,
I think he's really depressed.
I think Manson is, I think, 81 years old now. Okay, yeah. He has spent 67 of those 81 years behind bars.
I think the one person that should be executed is that
nobody
dingbat broad that says she wants to marry him.
That girl.
She has like a mop hairdo.
He never killed anybody. Yeah. That's true. But in California, conspiracy to commit murder, you may as well have killed him.
Oh, no. And it's like the girls, they're more than happy to do it for him, mm-hmm. on his command.
Yeah, and Leslie Van Houten did get paroled. But it still has to go through. The governor has to okay it. And she should be out. Because think about it. The average length for a murder is like 22 years. I mean, they've been in for almost 50. You know?
No, exactly. And it goes under the thing, too, is like they're being punished for.
Because they're with Manson.
Right.
Yeah.
The extent of the crime.
You know, and nothing against Deborah Tate, who is Sharon Tate's sister, and she still goes to all the parole hearings. But she goes to Van Houten's parole hearings. Van Houten had nothing to do with the murder of her sister. She wasn't even there.
Also, at the time of that murder, California used to like pretty much give you 20 years for murder. You know,
there was a death penalty back then.
Well, but it was rarely, you know, what they did is they gave you 20 years, but you'd be out in parole in 13. And you could have committed a murder
in
Oakland.
Well, in California at the time, I mean, life in prison, you were automatically eligible for parole after, I think, it was like 7 or 11 years, one of the two.
Right.
And it was in 72 when they were commuted from death to life with parole.
No, and I, you know what? I'm pro death penalty, but I also.
I'm not at all.
Well, see, I do enjoy the little, and this is going to sound weird, the torture angle of jail.
Yeah, you do. I got news for you.
I really believe
someone,
that.
Someone like Ted Bundy.
Yeah, they're going to die anytime.
You're doing him a favor by keeping him in a cell by himself, because if he was in the general population, he would have been toast inside of a year.
Sure, and there's a certain torture in that, you know, unless they have the kind of
money. I mean, look at the Menendezes. I mean, they were 19 and 20 when they went to jail, life without parole. How would you like to be 19 years old? Or what's her name? Pamela Smart. You're 22 or 23 years old. You're going to jail with no chance of parole. At 23? Seriously?
That's a different animal. That's
I mean that's where that's yep. And that's a death sentence technically, but
I just heard today somebody in Texas they killed an 80-year-old woman. I mean, not much life left for the 80-year-old, but this guy's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. And he's like what, 26 or something like that.
I mean, if someone told me,
what are you doing?
If somebody told me, you know, when I was like 25, we'll say, that you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, the rest of, and no chance of getting out either.
Right.
You know, I mean, Pamela Smart. I mean, she's been in jail longer than she's been alive. The Menendezes, they've been in jail longer than they were ever free. Same, you know, but Van Houten, Patricia Quinwinkle, they were like 20, 21 years old when they went into prison, and they're still, I mean, can you imagine? It drives me nuts. You want to breathe in a little heavier into the microphone? No, I'm just saying. You want to breathe a little heavier into it? No, come
Jerry,
on.
You're
no,
so
stop
hot.
It.
You're so hot, Jerry.
No, just stop it. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
Well, why do you do that?
Spastic.
Yeah, you're an idiot. That's
moron.
Why. But anyway, if you get a chance to check out the OJ Made in America document, it's absolutely fantastic. It really, really is. I mean, I said I was a total eye roller about the whole thing when I first got heard about it. But it is absolutely incredible. Like I said, I mean, some people who came across, I mean, Mark Furman came across it.
He liked it.
No, he came the way he came across in it. You know, he didn't come across as he didn't come across as someone I'd really want to have a beer with. But he didn't come across as being a bad guy. Marcia Clark,
yeah, he's a cop.
I couldn't stand. Marcia Clark came across as being cool as hell. Ron Shipp was the guy who came across as it. You know, this is the guy who he knew OJ did it, knew it, and he just
But he played along.
He just kept his mouth shut.
I don't remember what he did.
He just kept his mouth. He kept his mouth shut.
And that's all.
That's it, yeah. They wanted him on board to help out. He's like, no. Ain't doing it. Ain't going to do it. But they have, you know, talking with some of OJ's childhood friends in this thing about, you know, how he grew up. And when growing up, I mean, he was a good guy. I mean, everyone liked him. And he's so, you know, they talk even now. He's so charming and likable. If you're talking to him face to face, you forget what this guy did because he's so charming.
I love his neighborhood. I picked up some kids that lived there.
And here's the other thing they found out.
Friends with his uncle.
He didn't bring... Nicole answered the door with a knife. She doesn't answer the door with a knife. She's still alive. She had a knife in her hand when she answered the door when he went over.
Oh, so you're saying he didn't bring the knife?
He didn't bring... No, that's what these people were saying in this documentary.
In the movie.
Yeah, she brought the knife.
And the cop that said he had the DNA on the knife was all BS.
There was no knife. They never found the knife.
No, like a month ago or whatever.
No, that was a couple months ago. They said they found a knife in that area, but that was not the knife, they said.
No, right. They were waiting for DNA.
No, they were waiting. The cop story. No, the size of it and then the angle of the blade. But yeah, she brought the knife to... And Ron Goldman, I mean, 5 minutes either way, he's still around. The whole thing, it's fascinating, and it goes right from basically when he was in high school straight through to where he is right now. And they did it. I mean, good ESPN, good on you. They did such a good job. I can't believe it.
Let me know how they handled the limo driver.
Hey, by the way, for those of you on the East Coast, wakey wakey, guess what?
Get up.
Monday, time to go to work.
Give me 20 push-ups.
It's Monday morning.
All right, 10.
First day of summer.
10 push-ups.
Go. They're lucky if they can push themselves out of bed. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Make sure you go to the Ability for Governor Facebook page as well. Yeah.
Get out and vote.
Two new slogans. We're so far left, we're right. I'm so far left that I'm right. And the other one being, I'm your worst nightmare. I'm a liberal with a gun. Also, you can get a hold of me. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of humor. Along with my personal chauffeur, who wants to say wakey wakey one more time. Give him one. Wakey wakey.
Wakey wakey.
This is Sports Overnight America. Those idiots at the USA Network next with the news.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.